The Gemara in Erev and Adaf Mem Amud Beis discusses the bracha of Shachiyanu. So the Gemara tells us, Me'ikir Hadin, one is permitted to make Shachiyanu afilu bashuk, even not in front, even when you're not making Kiddush with the cup of wine in front of you. However, the Gemara tells us it's a hiddur, it's a minig Yisrael that we try to do the Shachiyanu over a cup of wine. That's the whole discussion in the Gemara regarding what do you do on Yom Kippur? What about the Shachiyanu? That's what I suggest, maybe you give it to a katan. But that's over there, the discussion's assuming that Shachiyanu is always preferable over a cup of wine and not just in a vacuum or even over some other means. This leads us to the following discussion that on Yantif, that I'd say the general custom, the minhag of most women, is to make a Shachiyanu by Hadlakas Neiras. When they light the Neiras candle on Yom Kippur or on Yantif, most women have the minhag, because it's in the Siddur, to make a Shachiyanu at Hadlakas Neiras. So is that a problem or not? Because the issue is, it seems to go against the minhag Yisrael of making Shachiyanu over a cup of wine. So the Or HaZeruah, among others, and Rav Shechter discussed, I think, Rav Yaakov Emdin, that he's against the practice of women reciting Kiddush, reciting Shachiyanu at Hadlakas Neiros. It's not proper, and she should be Yotze with the Kiddush of her husband, or she should say the Shachiyanu if she's making Kiddush at the Miyav, so she should listen to her husband's Shachiyanu. So that's what this. So the Or HaZeruah, Rabbi Yaakov Emner, are against this practice. And Avadja Yosef, Chacham Avadja, even goes a step further. He says, if you say a Shachiyanu, see, they assume it's not, it was against the minig of not doing it over a cup of wine. But Avadja Yosef says, as you know, it's not even just a neutral to negative, it's a real negative, because the problem is, if you make a Shachiyanu after you light candles, between the bracha, again, depending, because on Yantiv, that's assumed you can make the bracha first, since you're allowed to light from a pre-existing flame on Yantiv. So therefore, the problem would be, if you make the bracha and of Lahadu Igneo Shel Yantiv, and you make a Shachiyanu before you actually light the candles, perhaps that will be a hefsik, and therefore will cause an interruption between the bracha and the mitzvah, and that would be problematic. As well, there's a famous discussion by Rav Svi Pesach Frank in his famous Sefer Migrei Kodesh, that he says something similar, that a woman who does say Shachiyanu when she lights the candles, so we have the minhag is always to do it over a cup of wine, so the minhag of over candles seems to be problematic. But even more than problematic, maybe she's causing a hefsek between the bracha and lighting and the candles. So Rav Svi Pesach Frank says, and another problem is if she already was Yotzei Shachiyanu at Hadlakas Neiros, so when the husband's making Shachiyanu, so perhaps the answering Amin will be a problem, will constitute a hefsek as well. Even though Rav Moshe seems to say it's not a problem, but as well, we find this issue by Havdalah, that there's a famous discussion regarding Havdalah. In general, there's this machlokas rishonim, whether women are chayiv in Havdalah or not. So the Rama says that a woman should hear Havdalah from a man. So that's in general. So there's a whole discussion, since a woman, that's what, so since perhaps a woman is exempt from the mitzvah of Havdalah, so therefore that's why the minhag is that a woman should not drink from the cup of, well, they give out Pikabalah, other reasons why maybe a woman shouldn't drink from the cup of Havdalah, but halachic reason is that she's pater from the rest of it, so in between the boy of Priya Guffin and drinking in the wine might be a problem, therefore the minhag is for women. So again, we see that problem of Shachiyanu, perhaps, well, here it's Havdalah, but other brachas, making an unnecessary bracha, in between the bracha and the mitzvah could constitute a hefsek. Apparently, Rav Moshe writes in Digras Moshe that even if a woman says Shachiyanu, it's not a problem. She could still answer Amen to the Shachiyanu at Kiddush. And perhaps maybe that's different. Maybe even the others would agree, because we know there's different types of Shachiyanu. There's a Shachiyanu you make on the Shachiyanu we make over a pre-chadash or a beged chadash. That's only a minig. That's not what we're talking about here. And in fact, Rav Moshe writes, today we live in a global fruitopia, so maybe it's problematic to make a Shachiyanu on a pre-chadash. And Rav Salavashik said something similar regarding a beged chadash. It used to be you buy new clothes when at your bar mitzvah and wedding. Today people go shopping every week, so maybe really if you combine Rav Moshe and Rav Salavashik, you'd come out, you wouldn't make a Shachiyanu on new clothes or a pre-chadash. Either way, but that's just a minhag. That's why you could discuss whether you should make it or not, because it's not something you have to do. But the Shachiyanu you make on Yantiv, that's a chiyuv. That's a mitzvah. But you have one Shachiyanu that goes on the Kedusha Sayom, on the sanctity of the day. And there's another Shachiyanu that goes on a mitzvah which comes, mitzvah she'eino tadir, mitzvah that comes once in a while. So the shofar. So there's a Shachiyanu you do on a mitzvah, which comes once in a while, and the Shachiyanu you make on the Kedusha Sayom. So the Shachiyanu we make at night is definitely going on the Kedusha Sayom. So that's when Yantiv comes. And I tell you, for shofar, it's clear the bracha, the Shachiyanu, is going on the shofar. However, let's say on Pesach, we have mitzvahs of matzah. Dawud Kos is many mitzvahs. And on Sukkot, we have the mitzvah of Sukkah. So therefore, even if a woman was Yotze, the Shachiyanu, on the Kedusha Sayom over her Hadlakas Neiros, but it wouldn't be a problem to be Yotze. You could listen to another Shachiyanu and be Yotze the Mitzvah Sayom. In fact, that's the whole discussion, the Minhag Yisrael of switching over the Shachiyanus, switching the order of Kiddush on Leil Sukkot. The first night you make Shachiyanu at the end. The second night, according to many, the Gra argues, but according to many, you make a Shachiyanu right after Kiddush. Why the distinction? So based on this, you sold, because the first night, the Shachiyanu is going on the Kedusha Sayom, and it's going on the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So therefore, you make the Shachiyanu at the end. But the second night, the halacha is, even if you make a Shachiyanu on the mitzvah of Sukkah, even if you made it before, the Gemara talks about you build the Sukkah, you shayrach, even make a bracha. We don't make a bracha, but perhaps the Shachiyanu could go on it. So therefore, we yotze anyway for sure on the mitzvah of Sukkah, therefore we only have to cover ourselves. You can't, if it's not the Kedusha Sayom, you can't make a Shachiyanu, so you have to make another Shachiyanu. So that's the yisod here. We have, so even though the Minhag Yisrael seems to be you make a Shachiyanu, women do make a Shachiyanu on Kiddush, on when they light candles, and on Yantav, on Pesach, and Sukkot, you know, perhaps it's not an issue according to anyone. Rav Moshe seems to be it's not a problem anyway, but those others disagree and say it's going against the Gemara, and everyone says it's preferable. Of course, you yotze, because you can make it a feel of bashuk, but it's preferable to do it over a cup of wine, so you shouldn't do it halakas neiros, you should do it over, you should do it. You should be Yotze with your husband's Kiddush. And after we pointed out, the Rav Adya Yosef says it's a problem maybe with that you're not Yotze your Hadlakas Neiros if you're being mafsik with the Shachiyanu, something you don't have to make between the bracha and the lighting. As Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank said as well, the issue of answering Amen, if she already Yotze Shachiyanu, because then, you know, Shachiyanu could be a hefsek between the bracha over the yayin and the drinking of the wine. And as well, the old issue of Havdalah, where the women don't drink from Havdalah because perhaps they're patur, and therefore it's also a problem of a hefsek.